Time now for Lance McCullers via the Buyer's Barricades Hotline, brought to you by Trailer, Wheel, and Frame. Lance, Mike, Seth, and Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Lance, I have a kind of a random question for you. The simulated game that you threw yesterday or 2 days ago, what is a simulated game like? Can you, like, set, like, what is that like for a pitcher when you pitch that?
It's pretty similar to spring training, like what you would do before you were to get in the games, kind of on those backfields. It's like a more of a controlled game atmosphere. You have someone calling strikes and balls. You have hitters hitting off you from both sides. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
And how do you feel health wise at this moment? It seems like everything, based on the reports, went pretty well the other day.
Yeah, it was my second live that I threw. My first one was earlier this week. I believe maybe on last Saturday was my first one, and then I threw another one on Tuesday. And so I'm feeling really good. I'm happy with the way that I've been feeling. You know, I'm not as sharp right now, but obviously I've only thrown to hitters twice, and I'm just started throwing my off speed a couple times the last two times. So. It should all come around. I have another one tomorrow, and hopefully after that one they'll feel comfortable enough to bring it back to Houston.
Dude, are you bored down there, man? Like, what the hell do you do all day?
Yeah, not a whole lot. I'm pretty bored. I played Fortnite yesterday from about 1 o'clock till I went to sleep. I watched the game. I watched the game. I want to watch Dallas pitch, but it's tough watching the games, man. You really want to be there with the guys, and it kind of pains you in a way. So other than watching the game for a couple hours last night, I basically just play Fortnite.
Because you're how far away are you from Tampa? It's about 4 or 5 hours?
Yeah, it's like four-ish hours. But, you know, we're working out, you know, every morning. I'm there for a couple of hours. So to get in the car and drive there, and to drive back, I guess, super early in the morning or super late at night, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Yeah,
let me ask you this, since you're a Tampa guy. We had this discussion the other day. Like, I'm looking at the map of Florida right now. It's like Tampa is, at best, a couple miles south of the midpoint of Florida. Why do you people call yourselves South Floridians?
That's a good question. I've never quite understood that. Central Florida is only about, 80, 90 miles away, right there in Orlando. So... I'm not super sure why we've deemed ourselves South Florida.
Okay, good.
I think it's because of the university just being in the area. Like I think
like
they ran out of direction.
Why is the university
called South Florida?
Right. Yeah. That's what I don't get either. Because having lived
West
there,
Central Florida.
Right. Exactly. West Central makes a lot more sense. But if they would say Western Florida, then you have the Panhandle at the top. I think that's what screws everything up.
It's like crazy. If you want to have an athletics program, you're going to have a bunch of geography majors. You can't screw this one thing up. Naming your school the wrong thing.
They must have thought it would attract more people. Let's try to make people think we live in Miami.
It's seriously, it doesn't get cold here in the winter. It gets kind of cold.
I remember researching about South Florida because I went to Syracuse, and so we played South Florida in football in like maybe 06, 07. And I learned that like USF and UCF, they're some of like the biggest schools in the country.
They're monsters.
Yeah, but people didn't really know about them as much until they started playing football because they weren't really big football schools up until the last 10 years. That's my completely random take on USF and Central Florida.
Where did Kara go to school?
She went to UCF. She went to the University of Central Florida for her undergrad, and then she went to USF, University of South Florida in Tampa, for her master's.
So when she was going through school all those years and you were actually, like, earning a living, what part of you – were you jealous of her college experience, or did you think, like, I don't want to deal with that anyway?
That was cool because, for me, you know, I got to come home in the off seasons, and I got to spend – back half of September, October, November, December, January, February, March, pretty much, with her at school, especially when she was at UCF. So, I got to enjoy, I think, some of the more fun parts of going to college without actually having to go to college. And then I always knew that I got to train and play baseball.
You were like Matthew McConaughey. You were just like, you're this cool dude that wasn't a student there, but you came to the parties.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Lance McCullers joining us via the Buyer's Barricades Hotline, brought to you by Trailer, Wheel, and Frame. So if I have my playoff schedule correct, I think the ALDS would start in 2 weeks from today. At this point, Lance, do you think that the ALDS would be realistic for you?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I'm not down here throwing just to, you know, for fun. I'm throwing down here. I've done a lot of work to get back. The entire time, the goal has been to take the rehab slow, take the rehab very, you know, very kind of methodically, and understand what the goal was. And the goal was to come back and to, you know, in the role that I would possibly pitch out of the playoffs. When I initially got hurt, there was discussions about me coming back maybe before the first couple games of September and trying to build up as a starter. But then we kind of realized that, you know, just because of the injury and the time that I would take off, my most likely role was going to be out of the bullpen. So we said, why don't we just push it back a little bit and get me ready for the job that I'm going to be doing to try to help the team win. So there's no other reason I'm down here. If I wasn't trying to get back to the playoffs, then I would just be hanging out in Houston watching the guys.
Have you ever experienced something like Dallas Keuchel did last night where a ball went off his neck?
Yeah, I've gotten hit a couple times. I got hit a couple times when I was younger in the head. I think once in maybe middle school and once in high school. It's scary, man. It's tough to kind of bounce back from that, especially in the same game. You're a little bit gun shy. I mean, I'm not speaking for Dallas. I spoke to him. He said he was feeling okay, but especially when you make a pitch like that, if you go back and watch the highlight, watch the at bat. The pitch is down and off the plate. So when that pitch comes out of your hand after throwing that pitch, you know, thousands of times, he probably kind of took his foot off the gas a little bit, figuring it was either going to be a swing and miss or a weak ground ball, and then Seager found a way to kind of put the barrel on it and hit it right back at him. So we dodged a bullet there. Dallas dodged a bullet. Very happy that he's all right. But it's scary, man. It's very tough. And especially to bounce back in the same game when you're a little bit gun-shy.
That's what's been incredible with Keuchel of late. There have been some struggles early on, but he's been able to calm down from them. On the outside looking in, what is it about his game where maybe at first things don't go so well, but then as the game wears on, he is able to calm down?
Well, I think it's just – Dallas has a really unique ability to be able to readjust to the hitter's game plan. You know, a lot of times when you're a pitcher, you have your game plan going in against a certain team that you feel is going to work. Because you study, you watch film, you speak to the analytic guys. So you're saying, okay, I'm facing the Mariners or the A's, the Angels or the Rangers or the Yankees, et cetera. And this is the plan that's going to work. They struggle with these pitches in this area. I throw these pitches well in this area, so this is how I'm going to attack them. Or you kind of say, what I do well and what they do well doesn't really match up, so I'm just going to go with my strengths. But sometimes you get punched in the face, and sometimes it's early. And I think a lot of times it shows you what kind of pitcher you are if you have the ability to readjust on the fly and still give your team 5-6 innings. You know, Dallas has done a lot this year. He's given up most of his runs are in the first. And so I think he's going to be working on a way to kind of corral that. And, you know, when he gets going, man, he's really, really tough.
Lance McCullers joining us, brought to you by Trailer Wheel and Frame. Lance, in the last 2 months, Ryan Presley has become one of my favorite players on this team. Whenever he comes out there, I trust this guy. He's like throwing strikes. He's been really a sensational pickup. What has made him so effective since Jeff Luhnow made that trade 2 months ago?
I would say he's always been tough, man. He's always been effective. You know, we've faced him many times over the last couple of years, and he's never a guy when he comes in, the hitters are rushing to the bat rack to go hit. I mean, they're definitely. You know, there's definitely a presence about him. His stuff is really, really elite. The fastball to curveball to slider ability that he has is some of the best in the game. So I think it was just about him finding somewhere he's comfortable. And I'm not saying he wasn't comfortable in Minnesota because I haven't spoken to him about it. But I feel like he really just kind of gelled here. I feel like he feels comfortable with the guys and you know, it was kind of a fresh start for him, and he's able to kind of showcase what he's really about, and you're seeing that firsthand.
The other night, Framber was kind of flirting with the strike zone, not throwing a whole bunch of strikes, and Jose Altuve came out and or went up to the mound and had a few quick words with him. And I feel like we've seen more of that out of Altuve this year, where it's not him being heavy-handed or anything, but maybe more of just like a – more of a stern version of a Jose Altuve. Is that fair to say? Is it just that he's really genuinely growing into that role as a leader?
You know, I mean, Altuve's always he's always been a leader for us, even going back to 15. I think he's just starting to be more recognizable to fans and to media, et cetera. I think that he's always been that guy. Sometimes it's in the dugout in between innings. Sometimes it's before you pitch. But he's definitely a guy that you look to as a steady presence for us. But he has done that a lot of times when he'll just kind of run out to the mound and give you a couple quick words. Or you've seen Maldonado do that a couple times or Carlos or whoever it is, McCann. So these guys just really – they kind of understand when's a good time to approach a situation and how to do it, which is in a positive way. So it kind of reinforces what you're trying to do out there. And it's tough, man. Framber has a crazy fastball that moves all over the place. So if he's gonna go through his struggles, he's gonna go through his times where he's kind of out of that strike zone. But he's always one pitch away from a double play or for some weak contact. So when you have that in the bag, it makes you feel a lot more comfortable out there.
Oh, so Josh James, this came up the other day too. Josh James, whose velocity has increased a bunch after he fixed his sleep apnea. Were there stories about Josh James snoring on the bus or anything? Was this guy? Were you aware that Josh James had such sleep issues? Was he tired all the time?
No. There's no real stories about it. I do remember last year when I went down to Corpus after Harvey to throw some innings there before I came back from my back. I met Josh, and he's a really, really, really good kid. He's genuine, man. He just really loves the game. He was kind of bouncing on and off the DL with some issues. He was in the low 90s, kind of struggling a little bit. And we talked a lot about just pitching and pitch grips and kind of your mentality out there. And he said that after the season, he just someone he knows recommended he could get it checked out because he kind of told them what he was dealing with. And he said it made a big difference for him in the off season, being able to lift and being able to prepare himself to come into the year with some normal sleep.
I was going through some of your tweets last night, preparing for this interview last night, and there's really no question to this, but I have to admit, Lance, I laughed out loud when you tweeted about the Triple G Canelo fight, and the guy responds to you, and he said, stick to rehabbing instead of watching the fight, particularly because of the time. Like, who the hell is rehabbing on a Saturday night?
Oh, yeah. You guys don't know, when you're in the DL, you actually rehab 24 hours a day. I don't sleep. I just rehab.
These are people. This is what happens when you watch too many like athletic apparel and sneaker commercials. Like you're watching Adidas, Nike, Reebok, all these things. Like people think you need to be working out and sweating profusely.
I'm actually not in Florida. I'm actually somewhere in Antarctica, in a we're training out here in the middle of the wilderness, getting ready. So
post
that to Insta.
Lance, this is we'll run this little experiment. We'll wait a few weeks to start this so people will have forgotten it. People love a story about a guy who either rides his bike or runs to the facility in the morning. Like, Lance was down there in Palm Beach and he had to do his rehab, but that wasn't enough for him. So he rode his bike 70 miles each way there and back to rehab every day. Just go to the bike shop today, buy a real nice road bike, leave it in your garage and just take a photo of it. Like, and people will latch onto that. Yeah, they'll love
rode
it.
My bike today, 7,000 miles.
Could have been 8.
barely even sweat. I'm in the best shape ever.
Lance, we will chat next week. Good luck with the simulated game tomorrow, and we'll chat next Thursday.
All right, got you.
Lance McCullers, brought to you by Trailer, Wheel, and Frame, your number one source for all of your trailer and towing needs. So I think that was good news about the way his rehab is going and as far as the goal being the postseason. And the ALDS, which, again, will begin 2 weeks basically from today, assuming things, go according to plan.